Hey, hit me!
Are you ready for the deadliest news, issues, comments, and people? Well, on now is National Talk Black with Trendy Trev, going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service. Give us a call now, 1-800-422-416.
National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
Yes, a very good morning, you daily mob. Welcome back to your Yarning Circle of Murray Grapevine. It is National Talk Black. You can have your say here on that daily number, 1-800-422-416. And your host, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, taking right through the 12 noon Queensland time. And we're live at the First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns and Yidinji Country, BBM Bunbury Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation, thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. Big shout out, NERS team. So have your say and yarn up strong, you mob, 1-800-422-416. Yeah, so coming close to the end of the year, we've got the Voice to Parliament. It's compulsory, a referendum. You've got to have your say and have your vote, yes or no. And look, we're having full-on conversations in the last couple of months, and we're going to start today with another yarn about Voice to Parliament. And we've got First Nation lawyer all the way from Yarraba, Joel Murga, on the line. And Joel, very good morning, my brother. How are you?
Hey, good morning, Trev. I'm good. How are you going?
I'm well. Thank you for coming to the program, brother. And before we start, let the mob know who you mob, where you're from.
Okay, my name is Joel Murga. I'm a Gurugulu Gungenji man from Yarraba. And yeah, that's me.
That's you, and a deadly you. Thank you, my brother. Practicing, you First Nation lawyer? Where you at, brother?
Yeah. I'm a lawyer here working for the Cape York Land Council, so supporting that mob. In the PBC unit, they're supporting those PBCs, mob up the Cape that have native title, and just giving them the support with their organisations to operate the native title area.
Good. So we got we're going to have a yarn about Voice to Parliament. Look, it's coming before us before we know it. Voice to Parliament, it is a referendum. Everybody over 18 has to vote. It's either yes or no. What's your take on the Voice to Parliament, Joel, please?
Oh, I fully support it. You might seen or might know that I'm also one of the youth ambassadors for the Uluru Youth Dialogue.
Okay, that I didn't know, so that's good to know. Thank you. Yes.
Yeah, so I work, do some volunteer work as part of the Uluru Youth Dialogue, where we promote the Uluru Statement from the Heart, which is where the Voice to Parliament comes from. So I'm fully supported behind the Uluru Statement, which is where the Voice to Parliament comes in, which is why I support that Voice to Parliament.
Okay. And when you look at this country of ours, we as First Nation people, the Commonwealth does not have a treaty with the First Nation people. Our Voice to Parliament, is stepping in towards that direction, do you feel?
Towards treaty, are you saying?
Yeah, towards treaty, yes.
So we all know treaty didn't happen when treaty should have happened once. The colonised got here, colonial, settlers came along, and that didn't happen, which is why we're on the back foot now. We're trying to get ourselves political power in the system that we're operating in now, to enable treaty to happen. So the Uluru Statement from the Heart calls for voice, treaty and truth, and this is just the first step of implementing that.
Sure. So looking at Voice to Parliament, if we get over the line and we have a yes, can you paint that picture? And my understanding is we have a seat at the table and we have a voice to Parliament. So by Parliament making decisions, they can now talk to black people at the table in regard to the decisions for our people. And that's a good thing.
Yeah. It is a good thing. It's a powerful thing to have it in the Constitution.
Yes.
We'll be able to advise Parliament and Executive Government on the laws that impact our lives.
Yes.
So it's not just Parliament, but we're going to have a say throughout that entire process so that they can make better decisions on those laws informed by us on the ground, so there's actual positive results and we're achieving real outcomes.
And if you look at it, we haven't had a voice or decisions were made for First Nation people by non-Indigenous people for the last 230-odd years. All this does is gives us black people at the table.
Yeah, ever since they got here, they've been making, government been making decisions based on what they think is best for us. And we haven't been consulted.
Yes.
And we haven't been spoken to about what we think is best for us. And if we get this voice in Parliament, that can happen. And it's going to be powerful because if we get a yes vote, that says to government, that says to Parliament, that the Australian people said it's time for government and Parliament to listen to Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people on laws that impact them. And if they see, if we get a yes, that tells them that they have to listen to us.
Yes, yes. And so, and it is an advisory council, you could say. Now, the fact that we're talking, we're at the table. Can you hear me? You there, Joel? Joel, can you hear me? Lost Joel. We'll try and get Joel back. That's Joel Emerga, calling from Yarrabah, Indigenous lawyer, and which is yarning about the voice to Parliament. And also, he's one of the youth campaigners for the yes vote for Parliament. So having his say, we'll try and get him back, continue that yarn. This is your daily program, National Talk Black, and the deadly number here is 1-800-422-416. Have your say, yarn, add to the conversation. And I think we've got Joel back online. Joel, you there, brother?
Yeah, I don't know what happened.
Yeah, they're listening to us, brother. They're listening to us.
and I'm saying it's powerful. People need to understand how powerful it is to have our voice guaranteed in the Australian Constitution, because if we get up and we're successful in this referendum, that tells Parliament and that tells government that the Australian people across the country says that it's time that government and Parliament listen to us. When they're making laws and policies that impact our lives, the people said they need to talk to us. We need to be advising those policies and those laws. And that's where the power comes from, having it in that document that's backed by the people of the country.
Yes, exactly. And when you look at it, it's a voice to the Parliament. So we virtually have a committee that sits at the table to have conversation with Parliament regarding their decisions. So we would have no power, as I understand, Joel, but we can guide, direct, and give our advice to decisions that need to be made. Is that right?
Yeah, we won't have a veto power. We live in a liberal democracy where Parliament make the laws.
Yes.
That's how it will be, because that's the system that it is. Mm. What we will have is the power to decide what laws will impact our lives.
Yep.
If you look at the amendment, it says we may make representation to the Parliament and the executive government of the Commonwealth on matters that relate to us. And so we decide what laws are going to impact our lives, and we make that representation.
Yes.
And then the power, we can't tell Parliament what to do, but the power behind our representation comes from the people of the country through this referendum. If the people of this country say it's time to start listening to us when they're making laws about us, then government, Parliament, will start to listen to us, because the people of the country have said so through this referendum.
Exactly. And that's all it is, you know. So I'm hearing talk, you know, you hear the yarn, especially social media is going crazy, what have you. So there'd be no money at the table. We don't decide, forking out money to what organisations or whatever case may be. Like I said, it's just conversations and guidance, you could say. Yep.
What's that question, sorry?
I'm just saying that the voice to Parliament, the so-called committee, would not have, money to distribute as such.
No. So the voice to Parliament does not have a program delivery function. They don't have their function is not to allocate funding to here and there.
Mm.
Their sole responsibility is to give advice or make representation to Parliament and the executive government on laws and policies that affect our lives. And that will inform those policies so that they are better.
Yes.
Because we're saying what needs to be done on the ground.
Then
that's where whoever is responsible, government, Parliament, for allocating money, that will come off the back of that advice, because they're getting the correct information from the ground.
Exactly. That's how simple it is, isn't it? The simplicity of it all.
Yeah, it's straightforward. It's pretty much, there will be, if we're successful, there'll be a body call the Aboriginal Torres Strait Islander voice. That body may make representations to Parliament and government on matters that affect our lives. And Parliament will still, this is an important one for everyone to know,
yep.
Parliament still make the legislation on what that voice looks like.
Sure.
But everyone needs to remember there are design principles that are in place when they go through that process. But if we're successful, there will need to be consultation across the country with all our communities to make sure that that voice reflects what we need on the ground in our different circumstances.
Exactly.
What the voice looks like for people, for the Aboriginal, Torres Strait Islander community down in Sydney, will look different for us up here in Yarrabah, look different for us in Cairns, look different for us in the Cape.
Yep.
And that's going to be determined by us through consultation.
Exactly. And then by that voice there, very important, but also got to look after grassroots and remote communities. So those conversations need to be, of course, so it's across the board. And not only, First Nation people living in the cities, so to speak. Different needs, different wants, different needs is what I'm saying, at different places.
Yeah, that's different needs, different circumstances, you know that. The Aboriginal Torres Strait Islander community down in Brisbane is a lot different to the Aboriginal community, Torres Strait Islander communities in Cairns, Torres Strait, Cape York, Yarrabah, Warrabinda, Palm. They all have different circumstances and it needs to reflect those different circumstances.
Sure. Now, the talk about division, that word comes up a lot. What's your thought on regarding division? It's going to divide the country. How do you feel about that, Joel, as a young black lawyer, brother?
Coming from me, not as a lawyer, but from my personal experience growing up in Yarrabah, there's been a divide since colonisation.
Okay.
There's always been a divide.
Okay, yes.
We already know that this is going to create division. This is going to bring this country together because when our kids are born, in our communities where we already start off our lives on the back foot playing catch-up, we already see from the recent Productivity Commission report that suicide rates for our mob are going backwards. Incarceration rates, adult incarceration rates are still going backwards. Early developmental issues where our kids are going backwards. We're starting off life on the back foot.
Exactly.
There's already that division there. This will help inform those policies and laws so that they are making laws that are informed by us on the ground that see the issues every day so that they make better laws and policies suitable to what we need.
And, brother, when you look at the so-called closing the gap has never been closed and it's widening. When we're talking about education for our mob, we're talking about housing, we're talking about employment, the gap is getting wider. So this voice to Parliament could help close that gap.
It could help close that gap. That report says that government are still making decisions and then coming and talking to our mob at the back end of that process to tick a box. They're not going through genuine discussions with us to get the information coming from the ground to make those better informed policies. And that's why the gap is closing. If we get this voice up, we will be guaranteed a seat there to give them that representation from the ground.
Yes.
And that's how they will make better laws and policies. That's how money will be better spent and going to the right places through better informed policies and laws.
Yeah. Powerful, powerful. So you're a yes man, and we're having these conversations. And look, it's so important. And thank you for coming to the program, my brother. Look, add to the conversation anytime you like. I think I'll be reaching out to you as well as a young and up and coming brother. And the fact that I did not know that you are a youth on board the Yes campaign, so the Uluru statement. So that's fantastic.
Yeah,
good to know that.
The Uluru dollar. And it's also, I'll just note, it's important to know that this voice proposal is not a government proposal. Government didn't come up with this voice to Parliament proposal.
It came from the Uluru statement, from the black people.
And that's the widest consultation process
ever
in the history of since colonisation.
Yes.
to happen on our black matters.
Yes.
And that's where the voice to parliament proposal comes from. It doesn't come from government. It comes from our own people, our grassroots community leaders that were at those dialogues around the country, and then were elected to go to Uluru and have those discussions, and they come up with the Uluru Statement where it asks for voice and a Makarrata Commission for overseeing treaty processes and truth-telling processes.
There you go. Exactly. So that, and that's good to know. It does not come from government. It's come from, you know, the voice. It comes from the Uluru Statement. Coming from the people, the black people at that, yes.
Yeah, comes from our people.
Exactly. Exactly. Joel, thank you very much, my brother. Look, creates a platform for people to have their say, yay or nay, either way, but we're talking and using this tool here, National Talk Black. So I thank you for the call, my brother, but we'll stay in touch, Joel.
No worries. Thanks, Trev.
Good Take care, brother. All the best. Have a great day, Cass. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye.
There it is, Joel Murga, his name is, First Nation lawyer, but First Nation man, and a young man at that, and he's part of the Uluru Statement as a youth campaigner, and he's just having his say regarding voice to parliament, and shedding light on the situation on where the voice to parliament's coming from, the fact that we are at a referendum now, we've got to have our vote and have our say. But all is here for your say. If you agree, give me a call. If you disagree, give me a call. Deadly number here, 1-800-422-416. To your daily program, Better Be Home Soon. That's Badara and also Wilson there, adding to that deadly track. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your say in Yarn Up Strong, 1-800-422-416. Number you need to call. And we come to you live from First Station Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country, BB and Bumba Rip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to the NERS, National News Radio Service. National Talk Black, I'm your host, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, and we're going to catch over yarn with Naomi. Naomi on the line, good morning. How are you, sis?
I'm wonderful, thank you.
Good. Where are you calling from, Naomi?
It's been a while.
Yeah, where are you calling from?
Where am I from? So I'm a proud Kunya woman living in Serena.
Okay, lovely. Thank you. So you're calling from down there, yes?
Oh, definitely.
Lovely. Beautiful. How's the weather down there?
Oh, glorious. We had 3 weeks of rain prior to last Friday.
Yes. And there's a gold thing sitting in the sky raining. At the moment, eh?
It's beautiful. Yeah, it's good fishing weather.
A good fishing weather. I like that. Thank you. Thanks, Naomi. Thanks for the call. What do you want to yarn about, Naomi?
I just wanted to say, you know, finally we've got a voice. But if we'd had this voice 100 years ago,
yes,
then we wouldn't have, I do not believe we would have experienced a stolen generation.
Mm.
I don't believe we would have experienced the atrocities and genocide that our people have gone through.
Yes.
We wouldn't have had, we still had to say sorry, but it would have been done a whole lot sooner than the last 20 years.
Yep. Point taken.
It really, it irks me to no end to know that finally they've decided we're going to have a voice.
Yeah,
we've always had a voice, but no one bothered to listen until now.
That's right, no one listened. Exactly, yes, exactly. And decisions were made for our people with us not at the table.
Yes,
Exactly.
So please explain, you know, a Pauline Hanson comment. Please explain.
True that. But,
and, you know, if this had actually come to light years, like even 100 years ago, we would have been treated as part of the human race, not, you know, we weren't acknowledged as human.
Well, exactly. Flora and fauna. You coconut tree, I'm mango tree. We're having a good old yarn here.
That's right. Until, I think it was about late 60s.
Yes.
But we weren't even given the right to vote until the 80s.
Exactly. Yep.
67. So that really scares, I mean, 1980 wasn't that long ago when you think about it, like exactly. 40 years.
I know, it's not long at all. Exactly.
You know, I grew up in that sort of era, and I remember children being at school one day and gone the next, but you try and track those children down.
Exactly.
They weren't even registered because they weren't acknowledged as humans.
Exactly. And if you look at it over the 230-odd years, decisions have been made about our people with us not at the table. We had no say in the matter. It was take it or leave it. This is what we decide, and this is what's going to happen. Well, now we've got a voice. And we can now decide.
And who knew how to look after a country better than someone who's been looking after it for 60 million years?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
But, Trev, it was lovely to finally catch up to you. Yeah. I'm usually at work or just getting home at this time of the day, so because I start work at like 4 o'clock in the morning.
And what do you do, sis? What do you do for work?
I work at the Best Pie Shop in Serena.
Oh, there you go. Beautiful. Best Pie Shop in Serena. And what's the name of that pie shop?
Yes.
What's the name of the pie shop?
It's called the Serena Pie Shop. Alcorn's Bakery. It's Serena Pie Shop.
All right. There it is.
And it has the perfect pie.
There you go. And everyone loves a pie.
Oh, yeah. We have people all the way from Darwin telling us how good our pies
are. There you go. How long have you been there, sis?
Nearly 12 months now.
Okay, good girl, fantastic.
So, but I'm in the process of going through Tourism Australia with the Indigenous side.
Okay.
And setting up a roadside cafe.
Oh, beautiful! Good on you. Go hard, so, girl. Go hard.
Oh, 100% every day.
Naomi, thank you for your call, my sister. And big shout out to all the Mob Den Mackay.
Beautiful day.
You too, sis. Have a beautiful day. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Naomi calling from Serena Mackay. Fantastic. And having her say, and, well, she agrees for a yes to the voice to Parliament after following the conversation with Joel Merger from Yuri. And, look, have your say. Add to the conversation. 1-800-422-416. National Tall Black, live here at the First Station radio station here in Cairns and Yindinji country. BBM Bumabrip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Digital Radio Service. Big shout-out, NERS team. Yarn up strong. Too deadly.
Mister, you keep on taking, digging down deeper, losing my high vibration. Oh, I feel my body aching. Give me that good energy, good energy, good energy. Stop taking it away from me, away from me, away from me. Give me that good energy, good energy, good energy. Stop taking it away from me, away from me, away from me. See, I'm getting tired of your shit. Just give me that good love. Hey, sister, sister, you just know they can't resist her. All that money, ain't it funny how they act? And I won't let you dismiss her. She's our mama, she's our healer. Keep on trying, keep on fighting, take it back. Give me that good energy, good energy, good energy. Stop taking it away from me, away
from me, away from me.
I'm getting tired of your shit. Just give me that good love. Good love, that good, 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 good love. Whoa, whoa, all I want is good vibration. Something real to heal our nation. Make up for lost generation. Song lines lost in colonization. I wanna see something changing before we kill what's remaining. Take back the ways that are ancient. Crack off of our foundation. Taking it away from me, away from me, away from me. Just give me that good energy, good energy, good energy. Stop taking it away from me, away from me, away from me.
I'm getting tired of your shit. Just give me that good love. Give me that good love.
My name's Jared Harbrow from the Gold Coast Suns. You're tuned in to National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
1-800-422-416.
I'd like to acknowledge the traditional owners of Mornington Island, the past, Kuna-na, present and emerging, Kuna-na, and my deepest respect to all the elders of this island. Mornington Island, Mornington Island, Mornington Island. Let's go, let's go. Every time we go Boya, out on a wall bar. Yeah, Mornington Island, Island. This is our oh, 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 oh. The place so many waters I see. This is where I'm meant to be.
This is where I'm meant to be. Mornington Island, Gunana.
Yeah, yeah. Beautiful track there, Mornington Island with Normie J. And look, Normie J is a First Nation man, Gungandji man, over at Yarrabah there. And he's part of a new video which is sung in both English and the local Gungandji language, featuring Yarrabah primary school students, as well as Normie J and other renowned artists, Mau Power and Uncle David Mundraby. And they're talking about locally produced Indigenous music video launching in Yarrabah to inspire healthier living. And the name of the wording there for the music video features renowned artists as I talked about. We're going to catch up a yarn with Rene Drosso, a Guni Yalamaka Public Health Coordinator, and excited about the opportunity of working in such an ambitious project. So with that, we have Rene on the line. Rene, good morning. How are you?
Morning. I'm good, thank you. Good. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you very much for coming to the program. So you're over at Yarrabah, is that right? Is it where you work, you're in Yalamaka?
Yes, over here in Yarrabah at the health service.
And what's your position? What do you do there, Rene?
So I'm the public health coordinator.
Okay, yes, fantastic. So this is great news with, music can be a fantastic tool to educate people of the world, but also to promote healthy living, healthy lifestyle, and that's what we're talking about here. So tell us about this fantastic music video.
We were fortunate enough to have a wonderful opportunity to consider some health promotional activities that we could roll out here in community, yes. Things that would influence health in a positive way.
Yes.
So by partnering with Northern Queensland Primary Health Network, we were able to come up with our music video.
Good, fantastic. So Mau Power, Normie J, Uncle David Mundraby, I'm reading here, and also Yarrabah Primary School students all involved.
Yes, they were all involved. It was an absolutely wonderful experience. I think better than I could have ever imagined.
Fantastic. And so the music video, when will it be released or has it been released?
Yes, so it has been released. You can find it on the Girini Yakamala YouTube page.
Okay, YouTube page, yep.
Yeah, and you can see the behind the scenes, which is a really fun way of looking at how we came up with this, like how we developed the song.
Yes.
And then we've got the song there itself.
All right, fantastic. And were you part of the video, Rene? Were you shaking booty?
I was in the background. I was there.
Yeah, good. And the kids would have loved it to be a part of it?
Yeah, they did. I think it was a really good experience for them, obviously having the opportunity to work with Mau Power, who is just an amazing man, and his skills are incredible.
Fantastic.
The way that he was able to bring that song to life in such a short period of time. Normie J, which I'm sure you're very familiar with.
Just one of his songs, you know, right there. Yep.
Yeah, we love Normie J out here. He's very influential. Our kids absolutely adore him, so they got to work with him for 2 days. I was even starstruck because I'm a huge fan of his, and our beautiful Uncle David Mundraby.
Papai David, exactly, beautiful. So team effort, look, that's powerful when you're having the community all involved, and then people stop and listen and they watch, sort of thing, you know what I mean? And then they act on the words in the video. So it's a great tool, great concept, and congratulations, Guni Yalamaka Health Service, and providing this, and congratulations with the Mau Power, Normie J, and Uncle Dave Mundraby, as well as the primary school students there at Yarri. Too deadly.
Yeah, thank you.
So check out your webpage, Check it out on your webpage. It's there. We can all have a look at it, yep?
Yep, and if you feel like, you can play it, and we hope you all enjoy it.
Lovely, fantastic. We'll look at that. You take care. All the best, Renee. Big shout-out to the mob there,
Wonderful, thank you. I'll pass it on.
Bye-bye.
See you then, bye.
Deadly Yarn there, and that's Renee Rosso, her name is, Public Health Coordinator for Guarini Yalamaka Health Service. And you can check out their webpage. Now, Guarini is G-U-R-R-I-N-Y. Yalamaka, Y-E-A-L-A-M-U-C-K-A, Health Service, Aboriginal Corporation. And you'll see their video and the launch of the Bina and Wangi education music, educational music video. So do check it out, and congratulations there to the Yarra Primary School students and renowned artists, Mao Pao, Nyomi J. Also, Uncle David Mundraby, too deadly, Unc. Fantastic. Popeye David. And do check it out. With that, I'm going to go to another Normie J song. We're going to try and find if we can get the music video and put it on our system here. But we'll go to Normie J with Move to the Beat. Do enjoy.
Iwanja, yondo kadan, wawo napi, bama,
bina natin yigi yigi.
When I move to the beat, like. Bina natin yigi yigi. When I move to the beat, like. Listen up, I got a story to tell from my old people who once walked this land. Mai mai buga, know where you can dad ya. So good for my jj and yapa. Booty booty dandy dandy gadan. Wild world kari kari nyanga jen yondo. Spitting rhymes that we used to live. From the land to the sea, we can never forget. This is our home, this is what we call boomba. We gotta stand together as one mob. Yeah, listen to the black boy music, black boy music. Yeah, listen to the black boy music. Iwanja, yondo kadan. Wow,
wow,
napi,
napi,
bama.
Bina natin yigi yigi.
When I move to the beat, like. Iwanja, yondo kadan. Wow, wow, napi, napi, bama.
Bina natin yigi yigi.
When I move to the beat, like. Everybody wave your hands in the air. Shake a leg like what am I, what am I. Yondo kadan, napi, bama, that shit fly. Dance to the sound of DJ and Big Bra. Let it run through your mind and soul. Next generation story retold. Yeah, listen to the black boy
black
music.
Boy music.
Yeah, listen to the black boy music.
Bina natin yigi yigi.
When I move to the beat, like. Iwanja, yondo kadan. Wawo napi,
napi,
bama.
Bina natin yigi yigi.
When I move to the beat, like. Iwanja, yondo kadan. Wawo napi,
napi,
bama.
Yeah, Deadly, new track there, Move to the Beat, Normie J. Congratulations to Deadly. Big shout out to all the mob there, Yari. Hope you enjoyed that. And a Deadly message there for your young ones. And this is your Deadly program, National Talk Black. And I believe we've got Uncle Boomy on the line, traditional owner, elder. Uncle Boomy, good morning. How are you?
Just be ringing and I say, hey, what's wrong with my phone?
How are you? You good? Can you hear me? Can you hear me? Uncle, can you hear me? Good morning. Uncle Boomy.
Hello.
Hello, can you hear me?
Hello.
Uncle Boomy, can you hear me?
Hello.
Yeah, now you need to call back, Uncle.
Hello.
I can hear you. You can't hear me. Uncle Boomy, call me back. Great to hear your voice. And have a yarn, traditional owner, and also elder. So it'd be good to have a yarn with him. I don't know what topic he wants to talk about, but when an elder speaks, we all listen. And there it is. Have you saying Yarn Up Strong? Well, we've got 15 minutes left on the program here, National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416, number you need to call. Yarn Up with yours truly, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. I'm your host for your daily program, National Talk Black, a one-hour program, Monday to Friday, 11 a.m. to 12 noon. And we are here on Queensland time, but it should be the same time across the country. I think we've got Uncle Boomy there. Uncle Boomy, good morning.
Hello.
Can you hear me, Uncle Boomy?
No, can you hear me? I have to go walking and I'm outside.
Yeah,
the entry.
I can hear you. Yes, go ahead. How are you?
This is Trevor.
Yes, this is Trevor. Trevor. Yes, yes, can you hear me?
Right, now I can hear you.
Good, good. Uncle, let the mob know who your mob, where you from.
You don't talk when I talk.
Yeah, I'm
just
saying.
Sovereignty.
Okay, go ahead.
Hello.
Yep, sovereignty.
Hello.
I can hear you, Uncle.
Right, you know when we talk about this voice, I mean, I thought I said sovereignty. Mm. You know when we talk about this voice?
Yep.
I don't believe in that.
You don't believe in the voice? So
see,
you're...
My mum is a sovereignty woman and my dad is a sovereignty man.
Okay, yes.
So that's mean we're going to go against them. And we're going to still give them an up hand to say, hey, here, you want me, take me. You can put me under DAIO before line up. Mm. To me, to me, I'm not going to vote.
Okay, you're not going to vote.
I told Moolam and them, and I said, you full of vote. Mm. I said, I want my rights. Now, we go on to say to them, oh, yeah, you good fella. What about me? I'm human. Yeah. I come from human body.
Okay, yes, yes.
Now, if they've done something wrong to them, which they did, and I'm living, and they're saying, that fellow Michelle won't follow about that saying, I don't want this for a prime minister up that way where they hit us Rockway. Want to have Britney show him the sand and all that. Okay, fair enough. So what about my rights then? Only me in Australia. What about my rights? Just me and you talk. Now, we're going to vote yes for this voting, this, what do you call them?
Voice to Parliament.
This yes thing. Yeah, yep. Yes. I don't know how you feel.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when we come from this thing that is living and the walking and the hunting and the shop and we was, you know, and they came in and flogged us and come this way, take this needle, put a big hole in our arm, we get sickness and we never seen sick people, put us on an island. You know, we're going now to go vote for yes. I'm not going to vote.
Sure.
I want sovereignty. I want my rights, my son, you know.
You want sovereignty, you want treaty, you want an understanding. Yep.
My mum never come on a limousine or a motorbike or... I mean, jolly, they never worry.
Yeah.
Now, I'm in this world, you in this world too, the whole lot of us. That's me, they'll take everything back. We saying, yes, take it back. That's mine. That's me. I don't know how to have written it, what I think.
Sure. Well, you're right to your opinion, Uncle, and thank you for sharing.
Yeah. I don't believe in that thing.
Okay.
I believe in my wife.
Mm.
Yeah. Okay, you have a good day.
Yeah, no, thank you, Uncle. You have a good day too. There's an elder speaking there and traditional owner here in Cairns, Gimoi, Rullabulla, Yudinji. And he's a no in regard to the voice to Parliament. He feels, he's a sovereign man, so don't need to vote. And, that's his opinion. There it is. And it's great to have opinions, and that's what it's all about. And that's why this powerful tool, this National Talkback program, is a vehicle for that. Have your say, yarn up strong, and give your opinion, and let's keep the conversation rolling. And I believe we have a call on the line. No? Yep, we do. Let's call on the line. No, we don't have a call on the line. Thank you, but stay tuned. BBM 98.7 FM, the deadly number here. If you want to call, 1-800-422-416, and I think we do have a call on the line. Good morning. Hello. How are you?
Good morning, brother. Yeah, brother.
This is Selwyn. Hey, Selwyn. How are you?
Yeah, I'm all right, thank you, brother. I'm going to read a letter here from 1971. It's from Trevor LeBoy. He was the manager, superintendent on Palm Island, and he sent this letter to the Palm Island Council. And brother, anyway, it goes like this. 1971. See, there's a boat used to go from Palm Island to Phantom Island, and it was to the skipper, anyway, it said this. Miss So-and-so has my approval to go to Phantom Island today and return. This is what the manager said, Trevor LeBoy. This is when he was under the Act, and I call it the Boom Act, when he was under Blackwell Act. Anyway, please note that in future, only a written authority signed by the manager or assistant manager will be in order regarding passages. The council have no authority to permit anyone to go, but can request on their behalf. But final sanction is only the manager or assistant manager, or other authorized officer. Another word, brother. The private. But they can request on their behalf. So the council, they can advise the system power, the manager, they can advise him, but the final sanction is up to the manager. And this is in 1971, it was under the Act.
Yes.
And this body of people that are going to be in this voice, that's what they think they can even do, what they were doing in 1971, the Palm Island Council. And one of the things that I'm fearful, you know, the the elephant is the room, brother. No, oh, but he's talking about the U.S., brother. When they sneeze, Australia catch a cold.
Yeah.
And, like, they have the power of veto. And I'm looking at all the stuff down in South Australia with go. And I was angry at her. Or maybe she didn't want to make a choice. On last week, Monday night, when Rachel Perkins was on the show, and she didn't want to talk about nuclear submarines.
Yeah.
But I think about, like, say, for argument's sake, like Muckety, they knocked that in the head. Because we're going to put out our nuclear waste.
Mm.
And they can put it in either places down in South Australia or Alice, but not near White Rivers lived. And because of international interest. And I'm thinking about Obvell, brother, when yes. they wanted that for an airstrip there, what Stephen Ambruster found out, what they really wanted Cape Edwards for, and they can shift Blackfellas off if it's in the public interest.
Mm.
And when we talk about our voice in Parliament, like I said before, and you think about the August Treaty, that shit on no matter how expertise or professional people are, like our Blackfellas are, no matter how professional they're legal, I don't know about legality, but that AUKUS, all the people of colour, brother, Asia Pacific, they shit on them, brother. Even though they have their own parliament, they have a voice in parliament. And when you talk about, when it's generally spoken about statements from the heart, I think about, you know, I'm grateful that I'm listening. Malcolm Fraser replaced Gough Whitlam.
Mm.
Gough Whitlam would have mandated prime minister, but they sacked him. And I'm thinking now, it was that time that he granted the Gurindji's land rights and Pine Gap was up for the lease agreement was expired. And from what I'm thinking, that he didn't want to extend the lease.
Mm.
And but they sacked him and they put a thing on. And even though it's not a two-horse race between Gadbatten mob and the Yes mob,
yes.
There are other black folks like myself who might have different reasons for saying no. It's just not a two-horse race, brother. Thank you very much, brother.
Race. Thank you. Major point. Thank you. That's someone there, a regular caller, having his say. And you too can do the same as well. It's come to the time where Trinity Trev signs off for today's program. Thank you very much for your company, Mob. Have your say. You also can text the brother, 045-714-0550. And don't forget our Facebook page as well, BBM987FM. Got the news coming up very soon via NERS. NERS, thank you very much. Big shout out. Stay black, stay deadly, stay strong. We'll yarn soon, you Mob. Too deadly.